If one of your grandchildren say,
maybe I could.
Okay. Would you ever use might could or may could?
May, well, either one, let's see.
Which one would you be more likely to say? Do you think you'll continue doing this cooking next year? And you might say, well, I
don't
might
know.
Could or may could or might can, something like that.
I might could.
Okay. Finish this sentence for me. I slipped on the ice and I just barely managed to keep my balance. I what fell down? I
you didn't skint my arm.
Okay, you didn't quite fall. I want you to just put one word in there. I slipped on the ice and I just barely managed to keep my balance. I
caught myself.
Okay, but I want you to tell me that something fell down. You didn't quite fall, but you I'm not
like to.
Okay, that's what I wanted. That's so hard sometimes to say what you mean. Okay, now these are just pronunciation things. A penny is 1 cent. And a dime is?
10 cents.
And if you wanted to tell me that so-and-so has lived around here since, say, 1960, you'd say, he has lived here ever 1960. Put a word in there. Ever?
Since 1960.
Okay, and a greeting on December the 25th is? When you meet somebody on December 25th, you
Christmas.
Say? Okay, and what else would you say, and what would you put in front of you?
Merry Christmas.
Okay. A sausage or a wiener, a weenie on a bun, is called a?
Hot dog.
Jesus and Mary's parents were Joseph and?
Mary.
Our first president was George
Washington.
If a man and woman decide to live together, they go to a preacher and get
married.
And if somebody catches a cold and he gets a real funny voice like this, you might say, oh, he has become very, what do you call that word that describes it when your voice sounds funny?
Laryngitis.
Okay. When it's not maybe laryngitis, but just the
horse.
Okay. If you want to send a message to somebody, you get a pen and you what him a letter.
Right.
And to go to New York, you'd have to what on a train.
Right.
And a cowboy rides on a?
Horse.
And the parts of a tree that are down under the ground are called its?
Roots.
And you strike a match in order to light a?
Fire.
And the soft, thick, black stuff that collects in a chimney is called?
Suck.
And milk comes from a?
Cow.
And if you buy material at the grocery store that is not packaged, years ago, you used to go, they tell me, and the grocer would dip things out of a barrel, and you bought it, then you called it buying it in?
Qualities.
Okay. Did you ever use the word bulk?
Bulk? Yes, well, that's right. B-U-L-K.
How
bulk.
Would you say it? I want to buy it in?
Bulk.
Okay. And your parents are your what and your what? Your parents are your, I want you to say your and your?
In-laws.
No, your own parents.
Mother and father.
Okay. And what other words might you use for mother and father?
Mom, Papa.
Okay.
Dad.
Yeah. Did you used to use one of them more than what did you use with for your father?
Daddy.
Daddy. And what about your grandparents? Would they have been more likely to have said?
Grandma.
Grandma. Okay. And robins and blue jays and sparrows are?
Birds.
And what color is this paper?
White.
And if you had a 5-year-old granddaughter, you might say, she is really a sweet little
girl.
And a wagon has 4
wheels.
And if you had a 5-year-old grandson, you'd say, he is a smart little
boy.
And before he went fishing, he dug some
worms.
And the opposite of rich is
poor.